Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh my gosh, another bonus episode for you this week. Let's get right to it, because we do have guests waiting. We're going to assume that if you listen to our show and our podcast, that you also consume other podcasts, because there's so many that are out there that are much more popular than ours. And one of them is called And That's Why We Drink. It is a very popular podcast hosted by M. Schultz and Christine Schieffer. It's in the true crime paranormal genre, but it's so much more than that. Over 180 million downloads to date. And it's so popular that now they go out on tour to meet their fans. And this Thursday night, March 30th, they're going to be at the Agora. It's called the On the Rocks Tour, and we're going to talk about it. Let's say hello to Em and Christine.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hello. Thanks so much for having us on. Let's start with here, because I'm sure that you have friends and you have family that ask you about your podcast. And instead of me trying to describe your podcast, what do you tell them when they ask about this podcast?
Well, you know, Em and I compare stories a lot because both when we started the podcast, both of our mothers were trying to figure out how to watch it. And my mom kept saying, oh, I can't find the video. And Em's mom kept saying, is it a blog? And so it's still very complicated to try and explain to people. But essentially, it's a true crime paranormal podcast. And what that means is basically every week Em shows up with a ghost story. I show up with a true crime story. We share them with one another, not knowing what the other one's going to bring. And, you know, while we don't make jokes at the expense of any victims, we kind of have fun just in between with banter, that kind of thing. So we're taking it on the road.
So it's true crime, which is huge in the podcasting world. And then you combine it with paranormal.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. When we first became friends, we bonded over our mutual interests in both topics, but we both kind of had our toe dipped in one or the other. So I started as a paranormal investigator, and Christine started, actually, she was had a job as a private eye, or working for a private eye office. And so we felt like not that we were the experts in the field, but we felt like we could, you know, throw a couple extra fun facts in wherever we could. And, you know, felt like we were able to talk about it in a certain way where we just really fascinate each other, and it seems to fascinate other people.
And of course, alcohol is involved in some way, just based on the title of the podcast.
Oh yeah. That's right. It's interesting because I actually don't drink. Christine definitely drinks wine for the two of us. She really holds.
You're welcome,
down the fort,
by the way.
But at the same time, it's given. We've gotten a lot of feedback from listeners who actually are either on their, you know, journey through sobriety, or drinking just isn't their thing. And because I don't drink, it's actually a drinking podcast where you can just imbibe in whatever makes you feel good and gets you through the scary stories we cover.
I love that.
So let's talk about the tour. It's the On the Rocks Tour, and it's stopping at the Agora on Thursday night. So how long have you been doing? You've been touring for a while, but how long has the On the Rocks Tour been going on?
So it's relatively new. This is probably our second or third month doing it. So it's pretty new. The last time we were in Cleveland was, 2019, I think,
pre-pandemic.
Yeah. So we're excited to come back and, you know, try again in a new world with new footage. And essentially we went to a haunted location, which kind of gets revealed during the show. And We did an overnight investigation, filmed the whole thing, and so we're going to be showing our, you know, audio clips and video clips on stage.
Okay, so that's what I was getting to. So there is a haunted location, a specific haunted location here in Cleveland that you've identified, and you've already done all the research, and you're going to talk about it on Thursday night.
So we had our first location on the on our original tour last year. We went to the Queen Mary in California, but we didn't actually reveal it to anybody. Mm-hmm. And then this time around, it seemed like the surprise went pretty well last time, so we decided we were going to keep another location under wraps until people actually see us.
Gotcha.
So it's actually not a Cleveland specific location, but there are a lot of haunted places in Cleveland, and I think a lot of haunted hotels too. So I'm a little nervous about that. But
you laugh like you have that knowledge just banked away of all the haunted places in Cleveland. Do you?
Just a little weak.
A running roster, definitely. And we've talked a long time. I think for a while we've had a personal interest in the Mansfield Reformatory, which we covered a long time ago, but I think that's also near and dear to Christine's heart just because she's lived so close to it all her life.
Have you ever heard anything about the Hallie Building in downtown Cleveland?
I haven't heard.
No, but we work here.
The Hallie Building. Oh, do you work?
Yeah, we work here, and we can tell you it's probably haunted.
Oh no! No way.
How old is this building, Morgan?
I have no idea.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
I know the Franklin Castle was in Cleveland with you guys, and also the Gordon Theater where we're performing is supposed to be haunted. So
no, that, really?
That would not surprise me.
There's a box there. Apparently, Marilyn Manson left a bunch of his stuff in the basement at one point, and there's allegedly still boxes unopened of his that are in the basement of the theater.
So you guys are going to go find them.
Yeah, you get us.
Yes.
But for legal purposes, we're not going to be trespassing anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, the Hallie Building where we work was built in 1910.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It would not surprise me if it was haunted at all.
It's a given.
Mm-hmm. We can, if you ever need an investigator, we're right there for you.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun to have you walk through these halls. I think you would really enjoy the architecture and learning about the history of this building.
I think that's one of the funnest parts of doing an investigation is just kind of, which just sounds pretty dorky, but to figure out like the history and then be able to match, you know, the ghost experiences to like stuff that actually happened in real life.
No, I get it. Let's say I want to go to the live podcast, and I'm assuming you record this and upload it later. But what can I expect if I'm in the live audience on Thursday night?
Well, we try to make it fun and interactive, so we have a drinking game as part of the show. So, you know, we try to get everybody involved, whether they drink or not. And so, you know, we try to have fun, but I think our favorite part is after the show, people sometimes will message us and say, hey, I brought, you know, my partner who is super skeptical, didn't really care anything about ghosts, and now he's scared to go into the house alone. I think that our favorite thing is people have fun, but then they realize they've also gotten a bit spooked. So that's the fun part of being in the audience, I think. That's at least what I like to think.
Well, you must be immensely proud of this podcast, which has been going on for, I think, 5 years now? 5 years you've been doing this?
Oh, I think we just had 6 years.
6 years.
6 years, yes. That's right.
And when you started the podcast, when you got together and said, hey, this is the concept for the podcast, let's do this. Did you have any idea that it would be this massive?
Heck no.
No. We thought our moms would listen to it, and then after 10 episodes, we would get bored and stop. So it just took off really, really quickly. And I have to give Christine the credit that she's, you know, she really did all the behind the scenes work. And I guess whatever, you know, middle of the night decisions you made to market us, it really worked. So, you know, publicly, another thank you to you, Christine.
Oh, well, that's very kind of it. I think it was just harassing people on Twitter. But, you know, I'll take the praise. Thank you.
Well, has your mom figured out how to get the actual download now? Is it automatically?
That's a great question. Yeah. Does your mother listen?
My mother listens to the live show, but then she'll catch the podcast later because she misses the early morning hours. And I had to show her how to. So basically, I just took her phone and made it automatically download to her phone, so it's there every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good call.
I think you set up the protocol in advance, and then they figure it out.
I know my mom officially figured out how to listen to the podcast because she'll call me and call me out on things that I say on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know that she's officially listening when she's like, you never call me. I have to hear about your life through the podcast or some you know, mom line like that.
Yeah, we have that in common right now. My mom will text me during the day and she's like, the podcast isn't uploaded yet. It's like, well, I've been busy. There's stuff going on.
Yeah.
I've got my boss and then I've got my mom.
Yeah, well, one and the same. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. M. Schultz and Christine Schieffer, they're going to be at the Agora on Thursday night, a live podcast recording of And That's Why We Drink. How do we get tickets?
Where
can we go? Is there a website?
Yes, we do have a website. We're very newfangled in that way. You can go to andthatswhywedrink.com/live. And we also have, you know, a show in Columbus, Cincinnati. Then we're heading off to Florida. So, yeah, if you're in the Ohio, Cleveland area, come see us.
Awesome. M, Christine, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What an honor. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.